thank you all for joining us to celebrate our accomplishment of graduating from nursing school. While it has been a long process, we finally made it through. It has been one of the most difficult things that we've had to accomplish, but in the process, we have gained knowledge, skills, and most importantly, friends to help us along the journey. At this time, I would like to invite Kathy Rittenhouse, Anne Hirschberger, Melody Cash, and Laura Yoder up to the stage. All of our professors have been monumental in instilling their wisdom and knowledge to us, not only in the scope of nursing practice, but also in faith, compassion, and understanding. So pretty much life in general. Despite your busy schedules, you always made time for us and made us feel like our opinions were valued and appreciated. Thank you so much for that. I would now like to introduce Laura Yoder. For our first semester in nursing school, Laura was a vital part of our nursing education. Her positive attitude and excitement for nursing inspired us all to be the best that we could be. Laura lives in Harrisonburg with her husband and her two small children. She received her bachelor's degree from Goshen College and has since become a nurse practitioner specializing in adult health. Currently, Laura is working on her doctorate degree at the University of Virginia. I would now like to welcome Laura to give a message to the graduates.
To the EMU student nurses graduating spring 2012. First, I want to thank you for inviting me to speak at your pinning ceremony. It is really quite humbling to be invited to talk at such a special event. Even though I was not present and interacting with you this year as a faculty member, seeing each of you up here brings back wonderful memories of last year when you first started out in the clinical level of the nursing program. And I'm happy that I could be a part of those early nursing experiences for you. Second, families and friends, let me give a heartfelt thanks to you for supporting each of these nurses. Without the care you gave through listening, preparing food, sending a letter or an email, paying tuition, co-signing on loans, giving hugs, and supporting them with words of encouragement, it's unlikely that these students would be here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, graduate nurses, I hope you'll find the following reflections helpful as you prepare to leave this place. Wow, you made it. You've become nurses. And I have to say, somewhat special and unique nurses. You're baccalaureate prepared, globally minded, holistic, systems oriented, servant leaders, keepers of the sacred covenant, deeply caring, scientifically minded, critically thinking nurses. That might be a mouthful, but it's really true. A whole lot has happened in the past 4 years of your life to bring you to this unique place of accomplishment. You may have already spent a lot of time thinking about this while you were writing your philosophy of nursing paper this semester, but I invite you to stop for a moment and think back to the beginning of your walk into the world of nursing. That first and second year of prerequisites, chemistry, biology, anatomy, physiology, microbiology, nutrition, sociology, writing, math, art, history, speech, developmental psychology, Spanish or Arabic or Hebrew, cross-cultural to South Africa, the Middle East or Central America. And maybe that one nursing course with the strange title that you were allowed to take before you entered the clinical level, Conceptual Framework for Nursing. Some of you came into the program having had some experience or exposure to nursing already, maybe having trained and worked as a certified nursing assistant or patient care assistant, while others of you had little to no previous healthcare experience. Either way, most of you were probably bracing yourselves for the rigor and stresses of the clinical level, which began your junior year. This is when clinical experiences, along with didactic courses, became a part of your weekly routine. Very early mornings with some very late nights. Adjusting to new patient care environments about every 7 weeks. working with experienced staff nurses who sometimes cared about what you were learning and sometimes didn't, learning new medications pretty much every day, figuring out how to study for and answer the hardest multiple choice questions you had ever seen, expanding your view of families and communities as clients, interpreting and critiquing research studies to support evidence-based practice, examining and practicing what it means to be an effective follower and a servant leader, planning and carrying out a capstone project with a group of your peers. I could go on and on. Some of you may have experienced a lot of bumps along the road, while others had pretty smooth sailing, but what's really important is that each of you mastered a very challenging course of study. You have developed a personal art of nursing, and you're sitting up here today. Now comes the anticipation of studying for the licensure exam, preparing for and going to job interviews, starting that first real job, and moving ever further into the world of adulthood. The good news is you've been very well prepared to be successful, outstanding nurses. And the bad news is, well, I don't really think there's any bad news, but I will say that there will still be challenges ahead. Because you've completed a particularly rigorous program and one that teaches you very high ideals for nursing, I'm guessing that there will be, and probably already have been, moments when you discover yourself incredibly frustrated with your work as a nurse. I'm hoping that we haven't sheltered you from those things too much and that you've been prepared to handle the frustrations. When I think back to my own transition from college to being an employed, registered nurse, and then to the things that I think helped to maintain my own personal art of nursing, there were several things that I found essential to making that transition and to maintaining my ideals. And I'd like to share those with you today. 15 years ago, I finished the BSN program at Goshen College. During my first year of work, I worked the evening shift at a small hospital in Goshen. Another new graduate started working on the same unit as I, and she and I, along with several other new nurses at the hospital, decided to start a Bible study group together. None of us had studied in the same nursing program, and we came from many different perspectives, different denominations. But we found ourselves falling into wonderfully deep and supportive relationships with each other. During our meetings, we usually spent at least half of the time processing our experiences at work, talking through questions and problems, sometimes crying and often laughing, and always learning from each other. We created a community of support for ourselves that left no one feeling isolated and all of us feeling invigorated by our work. Sharing our faith and praying for each other, as well as reading and discussing scripture together, helped to replenish our emotional, intellectual, and spiritual tanks for the holistic work of nursing care that we believed in. After a year of working there, I moved to Florida. I got married, and my husband and I decided to move to Florida to be closer to family. My first job there was working 12-hour night shifts on a med-surg unit that would double in size from 32 to 64 beds during the winter months when the snowbirds came to town. The move to Florida was exciting, but a definite challenge for me. I had no close friends there except for my husband. The new people I was meeting did not have the same work hours as I did, and for me, an extrovert, this was very difficult to handle. At work, I was having a hard time connecting with my coworkers. And looking back, I think this was because the local nurses were used to travelers coming, those nurses that would just come for the season and then leave. It took longer in that setting for nurses to develop trust among themselves. That trust where you know another nurse is going to be there when you need extra hands or to answer a question quickly and without giving you a funny look. Fortunately, it wasn't too long before things began to change. First, at work, I figured out which nurses had been there the longest, and I sought their advice and asked them questions. Many of them were probably twice as old as I was, and I tried hard to ask them about their history in nursing, to show interest in the way they thought things were supposed to be, while being careful not to adopt what I knew were some old-fashioned ways of doing things. Building trust with them transformed my experience there. It wasn't long before I was invited to be a charge nurse. I don't think I made any drastic changes to the way the seasoned nurses practiced nursing, but the day came when they were asking me questions and seeking my help. We trusted each other, and we gave excellent nursing care together because of that trust. Another important factor in sustaining my ideals for nursing was getting connected with the pastor of special care at the church my husband and I had been attending. One day after church, the pastor, Hazel Nicely Shirk, asked me if I would like to help her with home visitation for the elderly people in our church who were shut-ins, who couldn't leave their homes. On my days off, and I was still working 3 12-hour shifts at the time, I would go to people's homes with Hazel and sing, read scripture, and pray with them. I got to meet some incredibly inspiring people, see how they sustained their faith and their spirits despite having chronic illness and debilitation that kept them at home, and I developed a friendship with Hazel. Eventually, Hazel also became what I call my spiritual director. She was my friend, but she was also my mentor in ways of nourishing my faith and my relationship with Jesus. Although I moved away and Hazel and I were apart for about 6 years, she now lives here in Harrisonburg, and we continue to meet for breakfast at least once a month. Finding a mentor like Hazel, who wasn't a nurse, but who knew a little bit about healthcare through her previous work as a chaplain, and taking the time to invest in a relationship with her was a powerful thing in keeping my nursing ideals strong. The third thing that's been essential in feeding my passion for nursing is continuing education. I know it might be hard for you to imagine taking another class or another test right now, writing another paper, especially when you have the licensure exam ahead of you. But I assure you there will be a time that each of you will have a sense of stagnancy, a feeling of maybe being in a rut. Maybe you'll be employed at an agency or working in a state that requires continuing education for all registered nurses, and you'll be prompted to do it, but maybe you won't. When you become comfortable in one setting, don't wait too long before adding a little mental stimulus to your plate. Attend the seminars and programs offered by the agencies where you work. Take a class and become certified in ACLS or PALS. Go to nursing conferences. Get certified in your specialty area. Offer to be a preceptor to nursing students. Do something to keep your mind and your heart challenged. Some of you will have the interest and drive to go on to get a master's degree or a doctoral degree. I can definitely tell you that the EMU nursing program has prepared you well to do all of that, and I am only a teeny tiny bit biased. You can do it. You can do it. My point is, despite the wonders and rigors of this nursing program, you can still learn more, and I think that ongoing learning will help sustain you, not deplete you. It will nourish you in your work as professional nurses. For me, getting a master's degree and now getting a doctoral degree have been some of the most invigorating, exciting times in life, and I'm a better, happier nurse for all of it. Finally, take the time to find and invest in a supportive and accountable Christian community. What I mean by that is a community that will care for you and be empathetic with you, but that will also challenge you to question the ways of the world, that will push you to develop and grow your faith in Jesus. Individualism and isolation are rampant in our world today, and it takes real effort to counteract it. For me, the only way to sustainably resist my selfish interests has been to deliberately participate in a small group at church. Being a part of such a group gives me the energy to care for others. It helps me have hope in the midst of hopelessness. It's one of the primary ways that God speaks into my life. I think I'm probably preaching to the choir when I say this to you now, because you have become a small group for yourselves over the past 2 years. You know what it means to be a part of a special community. If you're staying here, you might be able to keep that going, and I would encourage you to try to stay in touch with each other. But for some of you who are moving back home or moving away, you'll have to take the time to create that new community for yourself, to find a small group. Wherever you are, make it a priority to invest in a community that will nurture you in your faith through this and future life transitions. The goal of the EMU nursing program is to graduate nurses who develop a personal art of nursing that grows from an excellent knowledge base, their own personal resources, and a sense of sacred in moments and places, and a profound sense of respect for all people. I believe each of you has developed a personal art of nursing grown from an excellent knowledge base, your own personal resources, a sense of the sacred in moments and places, and a profound respect for all people. Today, I've shared with you my ideas for how to sustain and further develop your personal art of nursing. Through fellowship with other new nurses, building trusting relationships with experienced nurses, engaging in stimulating educational experiences, and participating in Christian community, I have continued to refine my own personal art of nursing. This ongoing refinement gives me energy, enthusiasm, empathy, compassion, and a sense of God's purpose for my life. As you graduate this weekend, I celebrate this significant accomplishment with you, and I pray God's blessing on you as you continue to refine your own personal art of nursing. Thank you.
Good morning. I now have the privilege of introducing the graduates as they're pinned. Hannah Arts. Hannah would like to thank her family for all their encouragement and support throughout her entire college experience. She would also like to thank her friends for providing her with study breaks outside of nursing to ensure her sanity. And lastly, she would like to thank all the faculty members for all their support and guidance over the last 4 years. Jackie Bohannon. Jackie would like to thank her mom, dad, and brother for always being supportive during these last 4 years, as well as her grandparents and remaining family and friends. She would also like to give her appreciation to all her professors for their guidance and support. She wishes all her fellow peers the best as they begin their journey as new graduate nurses. Jessica Conley. Jessica would like to thank her family for supporting her every step of the way and loving her unconditionally throughout nursing school and always expressing how proud they are of her accomplishments. Jessica would also like to thank her fiancé, Josh, for putting up with her during the rigorous nursing schedule and always providing support even when she was a bit crazy from the stress. Jessica would also like to thank all her friends and family for helping her successfully get through nursing school. Sarah Durstein. Sarah's first thanks are to God and those closest to her heart, to mom, dad, Natalia, Adrian, because you've inspired her to be the best she can, to strive to live out her passions and dreams, to seek God deeply, see the beauty of every day, and never settle for less than the best. To Tyler and her extended family, because you stuck by her through thick and thin, you are the spice of her life, and there's never a dull moment when they are together. To her housemates, her closest friends, her capstone group, and her dear friend Theo, thank you for the beautiful memories we will always share. Sarah cherishes your contagious laughter, dinner conversations, road trips, tears, frustrations, awkward moments, and the many adventures together. Jussie Ramsey. Jussie would like to thank her family and friends for all their love and support during her journey through college, life, and nursing school. She appreciates all the advice, knowledge, patience, and laughs. You helped her make it through the good and the bad, becoming who she is today. Thank you. Pamela Herrig. Pamela is grateful to God and her family for the love and support that brought her to this destination in life. God has blessed her life with people who contributed in a variety of ways to see her dream of becoming a nurse a reality. Pamela is thankful for the love and guidance given to her by her beloved late parents, Roosevelt and Annie. She also appreciates her grandmother-in-law, Betty, Uncle Herb, and her father and mother-in-law, Gilbert and Nancy Herrig. Without them, this day may not have been possible. It has been with their love, support, guidance, faith, and encouragement in her adult years that have been her inspiration to move forward with going back to school to finish her degree. The faith her father-in-law, Dad, had in her is a driving force that continues to help her reach for those things that are important in life. She must also say how valuable her husband, Edward, and especially her children, Brandon, Ashley, Daniel, Ethan, Emily, and Ian, have been in this journey. Her goal of becoming a nurse would not have been possible without the love, patience, and many sacrifices made by each one of them. She would also like to express her gratitude to the nursing faculty at EMU. If it were not for their understanding and support during one of the most challenging times in her life a year and a half ago, then the nursing school journey would have been short-lived. She's also appreciative to Pastor Gregory Miller and her best friends, Kimberly Flesher and Ida Johnson, for the encouragement they provided to her during her journey in nursing school. Finally, she is thankful to God for his love, guidance, and strength, and for placing such wonderful and caring people in her life. It has been through each of you that she stands here as a graduate of the EMU nursing program. Ben Jancy. Ben would like to thank his parents for believing and fighting for him throughout high school and giving him the necessary tools and support to succeed in college. He would like to thank his brothers, David and Polly, for propelling him forward to constantly seek adventure and ensuring that he did not have a boring childhood. He would also like to thank his fiancée, Jackie, for seeing him through the stressful, hair-pulling, zombie-face-inspiring phenomenon that is nursing school. He would especially like to thank her for agreeing to marry him in spite of what she saw, a frequently bald zombie. Finally, Ben would like to thank the countless people, both known and unknown, who have supported him financially through words of encouragement and through prayer. Cotilda Johnson. Cotilda would like to thank her mother, father, sister, brother, and close family members, both near and far, who have encouraged her through her journey thus far. Their prayers have certainly enabled her to strive beyond higher heights. She would also like to thank her friends, who have tolerated her lack of keeping in touch skills, and all the laughs they have shared together. Those moments have really helped her keep her sane throughout college. She would like to express profound thanks to Laura Esch, Dolores Hertzler, and all her professors, most especially Ann Hirschberger, who has been such a great support and mentor to her. She would finally like to thank her employers who saw great potential in her and motivated her to work harder and smarter in all she does. Julia Johnson. Julia owes many thanks to many people. Influences will go unmentioned, but they too deserve recognition. To her friends for helping her maintain balance, insisting on bike rides, and always ensuring she was in good company. To her family for their relentless support, affirmation, constant presence, and downtown study breaks. To her advisor, Cynthia, for making accommodations for the occasional outdoor trip. To Theo Yoder for telling her over and over again, "No one appreciates nurses like I do, and I know you will make a great one." Carrie Schlebaugh. Carrie would like to thank her family for everything they've done to get her to this point. They have given her much encouragement and support for the last 2 years, even though most of it has been over the phone. She would also like to thank her friends for still being her friends while in nursing school, and for always helping her have a good time, even if she should have been studying. Carrie would like to say thank you to the entire faculty of the nursing department and to her classmates. It's been a privilege working with and getting to know each of you. Good luck. Allison Shearer. Allison would like to thank her family for the support they've given her over the last 4 years. The push to go above and beyond what she thought capable was not always appreciated, but certainly necessary. Allison would also like to thank her friends for hugs, notes, and encouragement, as well as being willing to live with a stressed nursing major. Finally, Allison would like to thank the EMU nursing professors for investing time in their students and truly making them successful. Nina Stewart. Nina would first like to thank her husband, Todd. He has been such a great supporter for her. Next, she would like to thank the best parents ever, her mom, Rhonda, and her dad, Chuck. Her mom has been such an inspiration to her in everything that she does in life. And Chuck never gave up on her and has given her the strength to fight on for another day. She would like to thank all her brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, for all their love and support. She would like to thank the best in-laws ever. Pat and Sylvia, you have been great. Thank you for supporting her in everything she does. Thank you to all her nursing friends and professors for helping her along this journey. Who would have ever thought this day would come? She loves you all so much. Jill Swartzendruber. Jill would like to thank her parents, Jan and Scott, for their love, support, generosity, and instilling values of hard work, humility, and helping her see the importance of education. She'd like to thank her grandparents for their continued support, love, prayer, and guidance throughout the years. She thanks her brother and sister-in-law for persuading her to attend EMU, as they did, and easing the transition from Iowa to Virginia nearly 4 years ago. Jill would like to thank her best friend from Iowa, Chelsea, for listening, laughing, and spending each summer riding bicycles side by side. She'd like to thank her boyfriend, Conrad, for his encouragement, support, laughter, love, and being the best break from homework. Finally, Jill thanks her EMU pals for making her college years so much easier and filling her life with joy, laughter, and many happy memories to take back with her to Iowa. Sarah Traber. Sarah would like to say thanks to family and friends for love, support, and encouragement to get through school, and thanks to all the nursing students who have become my friends. Best of luck to everyone. Jesse Weaver. Jesse would like to thank the Lord first and foremost. He would like to say thank you to his parents, John and Kathy. They have been his inspiration and role models and are the reason he has reached this point in his life. Thank you, Kathy, for believing in Jesse and knowing there is no limit to what he can do. To John, thank you for pushing Jesse every day to be a servant leader. Jesse would like to thank Sarah. She is his best friend, his better half. He would like to thank his brothers, Travis and Daniel, for fighting with him and boosting his confidence by always letting Jesse win. And to all the professors, his mothers and father in nursing, thank you for everything. You have challenged him and taught Jesse to love every day, no exceptions. Rebecca Williams. Rebecca would like to thank her parents for all their help, love, and support getting through nursing school. Their generosity and encouragement are much appreciated. She would also like to thank her fiancé for being steady throughout the ups and downs associated with school and stress. She knows Hunter is probably just as excited as she is that she's graduating. No more homework. A special thanks go out to Rebecca's sister, mother, and father-in-law, and sisters-in-law as well for encouraging words and love during school. Audrey Sims. Audrey would like to thank her family and friends for encouraging and supporting her through nursing school. A special thanks to her amazing husband, without whom she couldn't have made it. Thanks for putting up with all the late nights and lack of time. Thanks to Mom, Dad, Abby, Aaron, and the entire Sims family for all your love, encouragement, and prayers. Thank you to EMU friends for lots of laughs and fun, and of course, studying. Thanks to the EMU professors. Audrey values your guidance and encouragement and will miss your wisdom. Finally, thank you, Jesus. Your grace has truly been sufficient. Nicole Yoder. Nicole would like to thank her parents, Kevin and Robin, her siblings, Katie and Cody, her extended family, for always supporting and encouraging her to follow her dream to become a nurse. From a very early age, you saw her gifts of caring, dedication, and passion for helping others and encouraged her to pursue nursing as a career. Many times she thought she could not memorize one more drug group, one more disease process, or write one more clinical paper, but the faith that you all have in her gave her the strength to keep pressing on. A special thanks to the nursing professors for their nurturing, guiding, willingness to share their knowledge, and never-ending source of encouragement. She would also like to thank her friends, Hannah, Jackie, and Audrey, for walking this journey with her. They have smiled, cried, and laughed together many times, and she would not have survived this journey without them. Kate Vanderswag. Kate would like to thank her family for being supportive and understanding, and her friends for providing encouragement and ice cream when she needed it most. She would also like to thank Joe Wallace and the rest of the faculty for their support and advice, and all her fellow nursing classmates for staying up late with her to work on projects or study for tests, getting up early with her for clinicals, and sitting beside her in class during the day. Having such a thorough support network made the wonderful moments of nursing school like today even more enjoyable.
We would like to thank each and every one of you for coming and supporting us today. Will all the faculty and staff please stand up?
We would like to say a special thank you to you for all the support and guidance you have provided us over the past 4 years. You have poured time and energy into us and have always been willing to listen to our complaints and whining. How about a round of applause?
You can be seated. Okay, and now to the graduates.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. What's that secret lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
I think that said it all. But seriously, we did it. Yay.
Once again, thank you all for coming today. There are refreshments in the foyer. We ask that you feel free to enjoy them and mingle and fellowship with one another. Our only request is that you please do not bring any food or drinks into the auditorium. Please keep them in the foyer or outside.
So if we can just say a quick prayer before we leave, if we can bow our heads. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing all of us to gather here today to celebrate our accomplishments. We thank you that so many were able to come and be a part of this special celebration. Thank you for providing the strength and support to carry us through school. I pray that as we go forth from here, you will lead and guide us. Give us your hands as we enter into the nursing field to provide the best possible care. May those around us see you shining through us. Please bless the food that we are about to eat and the fellowship and fun that is to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
So we now present the nursing graduates of 2012. Woo!